Okay, those of you who have been to one of my services before will know that they quite often involve a bit of audience participation. You'll be delighted to know that this morning's no different. So I'm going to move to the other mic in a moment, but what I'd like to ask you and give you a moment to think about is, have you made any choices or decisions so far today? And if so, what choices have you made today? So I'm going to come round and ask people if they want to share with us any choices that they've made. Don't all jump at once. What to have for breakfast? That's a very important choice. Or even to have breakfast, which I didn't today. Which shirts to iron for tomorrow? That's also very important. What to wear today? Yes, very important. To bring the cake for everyone to eat. Now, that's a very important choice. I'm sure people won't want to go without their cake.
Come to church today.
To come to church. Now, that's a very good choice. Anyone else want to share any choices that they've made? Do after church. And what have you decided to do? still thinking about that one. Cook. That's also very important. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, I've got some other questions for you. Sorry, did I miss someone? Who, sorry? Okay, I've got some other choices for people to have a think about. There are some pictures that are going to come up on the screen, and there'll be two pictures on each slide. And I'm just going to have a quick audience vote of which you would choose out of the two. So if we could have the first one. This is a very important choice to a lot of people. Tea or coffee? It's the age-old argument. So who would choose tea? Who would choose to have a nice cup of tea? Who would go for coffee? And who wouldn't go for either? So I think tea's a bit of a majority there. The next one. So this is a little bit hard to see, but who would choose to go on either a nice kind of shopping trip, or who would prefer just to have a nice relaxing sit down in a cafe, maybe have a cup of tea or coffee, cake, whatever else. So who would like a nice shopping trip? Who would prefer a nice relaxing visit to a cafe? Yeah, definitely me. Okay, next one. So, holidays. Sitting in the sun by a beach or a nice city, maybe sightseeing visit. Who would go for the beach? Relaxing by a beach. And who would go for the sightseeing visit? I'm kind of somewhere in the middle with that one because I like both. Next one. The crisp debate. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be Walkers. There are obviously other brands available, but who would go for salt and vinegar crisps? Cheese and onion? Neither, or something else? So it's quite a split there. Again, I'm not too fussy. I'd go for anything. Next one. Another food one. Have fish and chips or a curry? Who would go for fish and chips? Who'd go who would go for curry? Who would have both if they could? Yeah, me too. Next one. Now, the sweet or savoury choice. Who'd go for the sweet option? Definitely me. After having heard Pamela mention cakes, I'll definitely be going for that after the service. and the savoury choice? And how about both, if you could? Maybe not at the same time. Next one. So, football or rugby? Who would prefer football? Rugby? And who doesn't care about sport? Or both? I think there's more people who don't like sport than would pick one of those. Next one. Now, a TV one here. X Factor or Strictly Come Dancing? Who would go for X Factor? Just the three of us. And Strictly? And who's not really interested in either? And the next one. So it's a bit of a modern music versus kind of more older classic music here. So we've got Coldplay as a representation of more modern music, or the Beatles as the kind of older music. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be those bands, but who prefers the like kind of more modern music? Who prefers like older stuff? I had a feeling that would be the answer. Or who likes both? There we go. And the next one? Now, I'm not going to ask you to choose between the two. That wouldn't be fair. But obviously, it's not a choice now that we'll have to make at any point in the future. But obviously, political choices are quite important. So thanks for that, Chris. I thought after everything that's been going on this week, I wouldn't ask people to have any kind of political vote. But as we can see from the questions that we've asked and the slides that have been shown on the screen, we all face lots of choices in our everyday lives. And some of them might be fairly insignificant in the grand scheme of things. So what to have to eat, which flavour of crisps we prefer, what to watch on TV, things like that. But some of the choices that we make are quite important, and sometimes they're not only important to us, but also to others around us. And when we look in the Bible, there's lots of stories in there about choices that people have made and decisions that people have made. And when we look at those stories, we can see that some of them were good choices, and some of them, it turns out, were perhaps not so good choices. And after we sing our next hymn, we're going to hear a couple of Bible readings about a couple of stories where choices have been made.